This is a previously recorded episode.
It's Chelsea
and Stacey,
and we're the. This is the reasons why I'm single.
It's the truth.
Episode 4.
What up, folks?
We're so glad you guys could keep checking us out.
I know, right? It makes me feel so special inside, I know, right? As well as the outside. Chelsea,
yeah,
your hair.
Ooh,
your hair looks so good.
You like it?
You look like JFK's wife.
Ooh, ooh,
yeah, Jackie O. But like Jackie, oh my gosh! Thank you. I'll be here all week. Oh, my word. So, it's been a ridiculous week, but we're happy to be here.
Yeah, we are.
So, little fun fact about us. What should we tell them?
I think we should do something just not general, but,
you were going to say juicy. I was like, I was not ready.
It could be juicy. Hey, Stace, what's your favorite food?
Girl. So, cake is my favorite food. Cake, cake, cake. Like, my Twitter handle is Stacey Likes Cake. I put loves cake, but then I realized that I'm trying to go to the gym to drop a couple LBs, so I was just
maybe I should change
it from love.
So it's Stacey Likes Cake, but no, cake is my favorite food. I could eat it every day. Cake is the carb section on my pyramid. It's actually the name of one of my categories on Pinterest, because I just love cake. It's so good. So I make a pretty bomb rum cake that my dad taught me. It's delicious. It's won a couple competitions. By competitions, I mean office potlucks. And I like a good red velvet. My Nana made the best one. Rest in heaven.
What's up, Nana?
But yeah, it was delicious. But cake, shoot. Like, listen. But where I get a lot of flack is that I do not like strawberries.
Oh.
Like, as a kid, I was allergic. Like, my parents told me, someone watched me, they told them not to feed me strawberries, and they fed them to me, and my face ballooned up, and they had to take me to the hospital.
That's a bad
I couldn't even open my eyes. But, like, now, like, you know, your body, like, can, like, grow, like, a natural antihistamine against it. So now I just think they're gross, and they taste like grass. So it's like, when dude gets fancy, he's just like, ooh, bae, I you got just... you some chocolate-covered strawberries. I'm like, oh, you shouldn't have.
Oh, really?
Right? Like, I have to, like, you know, you want them now? No, let's just wait till
we'll save
later.
Save them. They're special.
Yeah. We'll freeze them and have them in a year, and you probably won't be here for that. Neither will I.
I'll go put them in my special food. Freezer.
Right? AKA send them to my parents.
Oh, look at you're nice. You.
But what's your favorite food?
Okay. Well, I don't want to be like, oh, I'm lame. No, actually, before I went vegan, my favorite food was
animals.
Just animals. Everything animals. No, I love it. It's so cheesy. I loved the Slim Jim at Big Boy. It was one of my first jobs. I was a hostess at Big Boy, and it's tartar sauce and then ham and pickles and lettuce. It was so good.
When you said Slim Jim, I was thinking Macho Man.
Oh, God.
Slim Jim!
My favorite food is beef jerky.
I'm like, man, you don't play.
No. So now that I'm vegan, I actually just found this place, and they have vegan pizza. And
your favorite food now is grass.
Yeah. Oh.
No, this place has
grass shots. You can get those.
Those are pretty gross.
Yeah, Beyond Juice. Beyond Juice is so good. Yes.
Cardboard.
They, there's a place down in Ferndale.
Yes.
And they have vegan Chicago-style pizza. And
what?
You would not even think
really?
That it's regular. No, it tastes like
pizza. Is that
the
Green Space Cafe place?
It's Michigo's.
I'm having flashbacks to Nuri. No, dudes, it's vegan meat sticks. You won't even know the difference.
Oh, see, no, that kind of stuff, you notice the difference.
Right. But you're not supposed to tell people beforehand that it's meatless. And then they try and they'll be like, okay, interesting. And then you tell them, and then they can be like, oh. But they can't rag on it because they totally just ate it. So it was just like, make fun of it all you want. You're in the same boat.
My old boss did that to me with venison. But it was delicious.
I did that. I made for a potluck, I made pasta and I put venison in the sauce, and everybody at the office was freaking out. And then I was like, oh, by the way, venison.
What up?
They were like, oh my God, I just ate baby.
Basically.
I just had venison for the first time, like maybe four years ago. Yeah, like everyone raved about it. Everyone would go hunting and whatnot. I was just like, what is this
venison?
Though.
You can ruin it.
No,
very
absolutely.
Easily.
But it's, no, it's.
By the way, that's bad.
You can ruin it because there's not a lot of fat in it.
I can't let this just sit idle. I have to point this out. Bob is sitting in the studio playing Pokemon Go.
I just caught one on the desk.
Did you catch one?
I did. A
right on the desk.
Have Don't you read that on air? Everyone's going to come in here trying to catch Pokemon now.
My goodness. That was the joke at church last night. Like, they were just like, man, we're going to have a whole bunch of newcomers coming in here. Being like, no, there's like one on the podium. There's one on the pulpit.
Right in between you two on the desk.
What is it? Oh, I thought you were taking a picture of us. No, he's catching a freaking Pokemon. I even smiled.
Yeah. All four.
I was like, oh, a picture.
No, I didn't.
Hey,
I was
my
like,
hair
no,
does look good
today. If you want mine.
It really does, though. I'm not going to lie.
Thanks. I like flipped it out. And
see, Jackie, I told you. Jackie, oh my gosh. I'm just saying, yes. First of all, shout out to Jess.
Jess.
What up, Jess?
Sound girl.
She is not a... That was a rough shot.
But she is the wonderful lady that's making this possible this evening. So thank you.
No, thank you for the entertainment. You guys
She's
are cracking me
plane.
Up already, and
no.
I've been here, what?
Two
All
minutes.
Five and a half minutes.
Ooh, 5.5 minutes.
What up, 5.5? Was it five and a half minutes?
Yeah.
Shout out to Chelsea's height.
All right. Well, before we get started on stories and stuff, we need to do the
fake name letter of the day.
Stacey, you want to pick it out of the bowl?
You know it.
Yeah.
All right. And the
get in
future.
There good.
All right. I'm digging. I'm digging. And it is. Oh, this is a tough one.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's like the theme of the show. Jackie, ow. What's the one song by Usher? Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
I'm
oh,
so
oh, oh,
in
oh,
love.
Oh, oh,
I love
find
that song.
You found me. Yes. So, oh, Chels, can you think of some examples of names that start with the letter O?
Well, let me think. We've got Olive.
Oh, nice.
Olga.
Yeah. Oh,
Snackers.
Shout out to Olga's. Their bread is vegan, isn't it? Or is it?
I don't know.
Okay, don't.
Oscar.
Omarosa.
Oscar
The Apprentice. You're fired.
I just think of, those are good names.
Olaf.
Oh, yes. Olaf. Otis.
Berserker from Clerks.
Oh, I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
Oh, Clerks
I don't
is really
see a
funny.
Lot of, I don't see a lot of movies.
I
like,
love movies.
Every
I
guy
do.
That I've ever dated, all of them has said, like, they'll name off all these movies. I'll be like, I haven't seen any of them.
That's
they'll
why
be like,
it might be why you're single.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. We solved it. Show's over. Well, thank you for coming out.
We figured it
Have
out.
Have a good night, everybody.
We figured it out.
So if you hear the bell ring, that's because someone correctly used a name that starts with the letter O.
Or Chelsea leaned over it and accidentally hit it. That's what just happened.
No.
So before we go into my lovely story for the moment, we have a sponsor for the for the evening.
Sponsor?
Yeah. Support for Reasons Why I'm Single comes from Thrivent Financial.
Thrivent is killing it.
Yeah, they are really excited. They've had some great responses.
Oh my gosh.
We're really excited that they're so happy that they keep wanting us to talk
right?
about
We're
them.
We're happy that the listeners are so happy and that you keep hitting up Thrivent because this is great. This is great.
Thrivent helps its members be wise with money and live generously. More than 2.3 million members count on Thrivent to help them protect their families and strengthen the communities where they live. To learn more about what makes Thrivent unique, contact Don Lyon or Pat Klenner at 586-773-7596. I love it. All right.
I love it.
So let me tell you about this story.
Oh, you have a story?
I always have a story.
Alrighty, I'm
the day
down.
I don't have a story, something happened.
The rapture.
That's real. As a quick side note, it has nothing to do with dating, but it is a really good story. So I just want to tell you guys what happened to me today. I know, right? Okay, so I work for a company where I go to other stores and I sell a certain products to that company.
She's a licensed esthetician.
I'm not selling the products to the company themselves. I'm literally just there helping them sell it to customers. So I'm walking to the bathroom, and on my way, this couple of old ladies, like they're in their 70s, sweet little, they're just beelining to the bathroom. Oh. And they kind of cut me off a little bit. I was like, hey, I get it. It happens.
Shoot.
Go, go, go. So I get into the bathroom and the one lady is in the stall and the other lady is standing outside the stall. And the girl in the bathroom, she's like, oh, my goodness, I just hope no one's in here.
Oh.
And then her best friend's like, just a couple people, don't worry. And then she's like, I can't believe this is happening here. And then her best friend goes, everybody does it. The queen poops too, you know.
Oh, dear.
And then the girl in the stall goes, or the lady, she's a lady. She goes, I wish no one could hear me. And then, like, without even skipping a beat, her best friend is outside of the bathroom stall and just goes, somewhere. And sings the whole song.
That is amazing.
Like, So nobody had to like hear her whatever awful was happening back in the bathroom.
Now that is a best prize.
That is amazing.
Now here's the difference between girls and guys. Girls will mask the sounds of Finch doing his business with this with show tunes. Guys will make like huge baseball of like wet towels and like, throw it over the top,
launch it
like, over there. Or they're
Or possibly
post video to YouTube.
Or they'll go out inside the door and call for every single person all the way to come in. Like, and then applaud him when he comes out. Like,
we're not good.
Yet another reason why I'm glad I'm a girl.
No, seriously.
And I boobs too. That's a bonus. Well,
that's a bonus.
They saw Karate Kid, right? Where they like took the pictures of water for all the.
I don't remember that part.
No, that was Airborne.
That was Airborne.
First of all, I feel like, Chelsea, you would do that in a heartbeat for me.
I totally would.
I feel like you would. Totally,
it may not be somewhere over the rainbow, but
no, why couldn't she just let her just have at it?
No.
There's a girl code.
She didn't want
it to be.
The queen doesn't,
No girl really wants to poop in public.
Isn't that a great comment, though? Her best friend's like, dude, look, the queen poops. Don't worry about it.
And they were like in their 70s, you said?
In their 70s. They've got their cute little gray, like permed hair. It was just adorable.
Guys still think that it evaporates anyway. Like, until we have daughters, like, we totally disacknowledge that ladies even, like,
it's just. I've learned that too. That, like, I was just like, no, women don't poop. They smell like flowers and perfume all the time. And it's just like, well, sometimes life happens. Like, especially with Bob, like, sharing his story, like, the first time about, like, you know, sometimes you gotta go. Like, and we all have that moment.
Sometimes I didn't want to at that time.
Sometimes gas station sandwiches happen.
You better preach. Like, when I was working, I was working retail at the time, because that was my job in college, but I still did after college too, just for, you know, extra money, and also waiting for something full time. It was hard, man. It's recession. Hard on you. Anyways, I'm fine now. Don't worry. Thank you for your support, though. Keep sponsoring us. So what was it? Do you remember the lemonade diet?
Yes.
Okay. Which
it's the cleanse.
Oh yeah, the lemonade cleanse.
Like lemon water or like lemonade?
So it's like water,
so organic lemons, like milk, lemons, water, lemon, organic maple syrup, and this pinch of like cayenne. Pepper.
Yeah, I remember that.
It like flushes
it's not a
everything
diet,
out.
But it's a pH.
No, it's
yeah,
a cleanse.
I'm sorry. You're right. A cleanse, not a diet. Thank you. And so,
it's been 10 years.
Shoot. So my brother and my sister-in-law did it, and it was good. So my mom, she wanted to try it. And I was just like, well, hey, I'm just like, how about if I try it first? You'll see what I go through, and then like after a couple of days, you can decide if you want to do it or not. So I did it 3 days before she had started it, and so honestly, it just felt like just like, this sounds awful, but like controlled like bulimia, because you have to take like a laxative tea like in the morning and at night. So like your system's already like got the system working and then you just like
wait,
sip
so
on
it's
this.
Not just
correct.
Water, lemon.
Correct.
No, you're drinking like a gallon
of this stuff. I know people that actually literally just did that
for a few days
and they attacked it.
Like morning and night, on top of that, you drop off this laxative tea.
Right.
And it just helps everything, so nothing gets stuck.
Yeah, it keeps it moving, keeps on trucking.
It actually makes it worse. It makes it work.
Yeah. So, like, I was working at the mall, so, like, you know, you do, like, your whatever your warm-up is, like, talking about, oh, these are
touch base for today.
Touch base, yes. Let's touch base, ladies. So, this is the product that we want to sell. This is what your transaction should look like, blah, 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 blah. So, I figured, you know, oh, like, my stomach's gurgling, but I'm just like, oh, okay, so then that passes. And then I'm just like, you know, oh, I think I have to, you know, fart a little bit. So, I go to fart, but it was totally a shart. And I was just like, no! So I was just like, oh, actually, you know what? I don't know if we have that product in the back. Let me go check, because that's where the bathroom was. So then you're doing like, I don't want to run because I need to be cool with it. But at the same time, stuff isn't coming out. Oh, nice.
Penguin
so at the same time, like, you know, I'm starting to get that warm and fuzzy feeling, but on the outside and not the inside. So I'm just like kind of waddling to the bathroom. And I'm just like, oh, crap. I'm just like, well, good thing they sell underwear here. So then, of course, like the girl that like no one like really likes that works there, she like goes like back there and she comes back out and she was like, oh my goodness, we need to call like the building people because it just smells awful. I think those pipes are just backed up. I'm like, girl, you better
not anymore. They're not.
I'm like, girl, you better call those building people, right? I'm like, you better call them because we have needs here, and we are a very sophisticated store.
And nobody pooped their pants.
Right? I'm just saying. But then when I ran into...
I didn't just light all of the clothing that I had on before we told us that it was on fire in the
right?
back room.
I'm like, hey, someone needs to take the trash out. I'll do it. And like when I ran into that boss like a couple years later, she was like, I knew something was up. I'm like, nah, something was down.
I think everybody shared a poop story now.
Yeah. Aww. We have a family.
Solidarity.
Hashtag bonding.
Hashtag bowels.
Hashtag everybody's done it. Not everybody's admitted
that's
it.
True.
Thank you.
That is really long. I just
that's like that's like your entire tweet.
That's what she said. Yeah.
Right? That was 104. That did not start with an O, sir.
So that's what she's. Never mind.
Listen.
We do the
all right.
Bells
well,
different.
Here, goodness.
We do the bells.
Hey, we set the rules for the bells.
This is not your show, David Bob.
Chelsea,
not your show.
Can we talk about my amazing idea for the best dating app ever?
Oh, I know, right?
We're gonna. You know, so like all business ideas and like movie pitches, everything. No, nothing's ever like I'm gonna.
So
pitch
you think
this
movie. Is a great idea? Right. I think this is completely rapey.
No.
I mean, I do work for a company.
And
all we do are mobile apps. So
I'll explain.
Talk
so to nobody
me.
Pitches movies anymore. It's always like, hey, it's like Caddyshack is Blues Brothers, and like we're gonna do this thing. Like so, half Pokemon Go, half Tinder. But where it eliminates the stalkiness, you have to say I'm open to like I'm available like I'm
open.
Seen.
Starts with an L.
No, but like I'm seen, so like we're gonna go to the park.
But still, so I throw my balls at you.
No,
and
no,
then
mom.
You have to go out with me?
No! You can choose.
So
no!
Let's say,
no,
okay.
no balls.
Kinda,
it's a ballless app.
I kind of get it.
So hold on.
Let's say you're in a park and you're
or
hanging
anywhere.
Out with your friends and you decide, well, it's an open area and there's friends here, so I'm safe. And you like make you turn your little.
Let's say
app
we're in
on.
Studio 2 in Podcast Detroit.
What up, Studio 2?
And I want to meet
Wait,
people.
Is this Studio 2?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, we're in three.
Well, I don't even know. It's my
lies. Oh, it's
you
hypothetical.
Don't know, though,
it's hypothetical.
There's a sign on the door behind.
I'll have to call the people.
You.
That I'll have to call the people that own the place. I have no idea what's going on. but like, let's see. Yeah, let's. I'm at a bar, right? And, no, but here's another thing, though. It's not just for dating. I think it's awesome for if you're gay, if you're trans, if you're anything. Because God, I can't even imagine. We talked about like talking like inclusion. Mm-hmm. If you're gay, how hard is it to like walk up to someone else and they're like, I'm not gay, and you're like, oh my God, I just wasted. Like I worked myself up to like introduce myself, and now I'm embarrassed. If you had an app that just said like, I'm gay, you're gay, let's be gay together.
Okay,
right?
But you said.
Like, so then we've got to get.
I feel like
oh,
that's not how that
so
goes.
So then we get the
right.
guys.
Yeah.
It's totally
Thank
how
you.
It is.
Like, we get the guys.
I don't think you get gay
from,
people, Bob.
Organic, the app.
Right.
Throw that out
PenguinCon.
There.
With Pokemon
but you started
Gooey.
Out. You got off subject. You said you're at a bar, and then.
No, yeah. like Chelsea wants to be met, right? And who
okay.
wants to meet?
New
who
York
wants
Mets.
To meet Chelsea? Guys want to meet Chelsea. So she opens it up to guys, right?
Right.
So then,
oh,
like all of a sudden, so
part.
Now the guy hits the button.
Yeah, because he's
and then,
over it.
And then you can see who's
and then,
available.
Yeah, then Chelsea
in the area.
Sees like here's a guy, and he's like, he's dreamy.
Oh,
so she says yes. So like
okay.
then it introduces. But if the guy says, but if the guy looks, you know, like me, and then you're like, ew. And
first
then
of
you
all,
say
Bob
no,
is happily
and then
married.
I never knew that
Bob
you existed because
married.
All you were was like a little, like
a little
I
no.
was like a little bug in the room.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I mean, it kind of reminds me of like the Facebook, like when it
but like
shows
there's so many girls. Unless
are,
you're the only girl in the bar, it's
right,
gonna be a little
right.
odd. You know,
then it's like it was her.
Exactly.
This cougar at the bar.
Like, I didn't see my phone. Didn't I? Didn't see
well,
the.
Then
app
you get
buzzing.
Like 50 guys crowding. Like you want a drink? You want a drink? And I buy you a drink. And I buy you a drink. And you're like,
hold on,
I'm not trying to get that. Drunk.
No,
so
hold on.
Everybody back
I
off.
I love that one movie. She's like, I already have a drink. Can you buy me mozzarella still?
Just saying. Nachos?
No, but if you put yourself on in the bar when
right.
you know you're the only girl, you know.
Right. You're open.
So
yeah.
it's completely up to include. You know,
I actually posted that at one point in time that you know just stop sending like random girls drinks in bars.
Oh,
like,
I know, right?
Send them mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, because
the girl that accepts those mozzarella sticks and comes
better,
and talks
yeah.
to you, that's the girl you
yeah.
want.
You better send this heifer some cake, like so.
No, but
what?
These days, you can't come up and say like, hi, what's your name? And you're like, oh. But if I, like, sent you a Pokemon-like thing?
See, I'm the exact opposite because we were I was talking about this with some coworkers, and they're just like, oh, what do you do on weekends? They're talking about, like, you know, shows that they're going to binge watch or, like, just other, like, little things that they're into. And they're like, well, I don't watch a ton of TV. They're like, oh, you're going to go see blah, blah, blah movie. I don't see a lot of movies. I'm not a huge gamer. They're like, what do you do? And I'm like, well, I hang out with, like, you know, friends, touch base with people, and blah, blah, blah. They're like, oh, so you're, like, social. And I'm like,
you're old school.
Right. Exactly. So, like, I mean, even on, like, planes, like, if you're taking an airplane somewhere and someone, like, sends you a beverage or something like that, it's just like, oh, okay, well, it'll be a fun story to tell. Like, well,
the bar scene's weird. I went out the last night, and the guy to
does
my
your
right,
wife know?
The guy, yeah, she was with me.
Oh,
she met
go
me.
Girl.
And the guy, we'll to her, the guy to her right was talking to himself.
Ophelia.
The guy to her right was talking
she
to
Ophelia?
Himself. No.
It's okay. Okay, they're married. It's
Bo,
cool.
There's an O in it, so like Bo, B-O. her name is Bojana in Polish. Everybody calls her Bo.
But the but her fake name fake letter name of the day is O.
Oh. I know! Oh,
that's why we called her Ophelia.
It's back. I don't oh. know.
That's why I said Ophelia.
Games.
Oh, Bo.
I can say her can real name. That? We're not like no. We're not masking bad stories. That's what I thought your game was. No, but like here's the bar scene in a nutshell.
Sorry, bar scene. Nutshell.
Guy to the right Hazelnuts. Is talking to himself. Two guys to the right brings in a dozen roses to like hand out to women.
Oh yeah,
God,
that guy.
I hate that guy.
Yeah,
I fucking hate that.
And the guy,
guy
he, Dave, you'd appreciate this. Guy's at the jukebox. And he's with like three girls, and he's trying to impress them. He's like, "I'm gonna play this," and he's real loud about the songs playing. So what do? I log on my app,
and I take that bitch over.
Right, I took it over. So then he starts barking about, "Hey, goddamn jukebox don't work, stupid!" And the bartender knows what I'm doing.
Dude, Blake got so mad the other night.
And the guy's barking, so I finally let him have one. Because I'm playing Two Live Crew, and his girlfriend's yelling at him. He's like, I didn't do it! And, like, this whole, like, big argument caused. I'm like, this is so amazing I caused that argument. Like,
oh, my gosh.
You're so petty.
I don't mind when people approach me, like, in a bar or in a public space. Like,
you're a rare breed, though, like, because a lot of people are like,
talk about me.
Gross. Ew. Don't talk to me. You know?
I mean, it's fine. I mean, because I
Chelsea
think
hosts karaoke and she hates when people talk to her, like for crying out loud. It's true.
I don't like it. I mean, I don't want your drink. No. I can get my own. Leave me alone. That's
I don't
real.
Mind if I somebody's like being nice about it, but if somebody right. comes up and they've got that creepy look
yeah.
in their eye,
right.
and you can tell.
You live alone.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I had a breather before. Breathers are like
inching their way to you.
Can you sing Black Velvet for me?
That guy. I was going to talk about that guy, actually.
I want you to sing I Touch Myself.
We will pray for them. We will pray for them.
Well, see, that's a pretty good tear. Let me tell you what happened at
tell
the
Tell me what happened.
So this guy.
Can you? What was his name?
Tell me more. Tell me more.
His name was Oliver.
Oh, Oliver. Did he ask for some more?
Yeah, he did, actually.
He had to get some first.
Please,
He tried to get some first. So, okay. So I was working karaoke. And he comes up and he says, this guy at my table. And this is a bunch of bikers. Like, it's a biker group. And
Dooner?
No.
Oh, wow.
And, at my Friday night bar. And he comes up and goes, oh, you see that guy over there? And he points to this, like, older guy who's clearly got his chick with him. They have a biker name for it.
Yeah.
Old lady. That's
yeah, there
it.
You go.
Starts
yeah.
with an O.
Nailed it.
He's got his old lady with him, so I'm not even worried. He's like, he really, really wants you to sing Black Velvet. And I'm like, all right, whatever. I know the song, fine. So I start singing it, and this guy comes back up, and he's like, I'm going to dance with you while you sing.
What?
And I'm like, okay. There's
you're crazy.
There's two ways this can go. You can
there
either
was
do
this one time at
the,
karaoke?
Like, right? You can either do the, like, nice, like, oh, I'm going to give you a couple spins, and we're going to, like, you know, rock
yeah,
back
that's
and
like
forth.
Grandpa, like, cute old people dancing.
And it started,
gets mad
and
about
it started
that.
Off that way. It. Right. But then, like, Oliver decided he was going to take it another step.
He was going to go grindhouse
oh,
on it.
Yeah, and he just starts down. Grinding on the side of my
he thought it was the lambada.
And he's just
oh, I like the way you say that, though.
It's the forbidden dance.
It is the forbidden dance.
Well, this was that. The forbidden dance, or at least it should have been.
Because it sounds like it.
He starts grinding, like, on the side of my leg. And I've completely gone, like, shut down mode. And I'm, like, not even remotely step touching the music or anything. So he's just, like, basically just dry humping my thigh. And I'm just
and
like,
at this point, disgusting. You're a robot because you're afraid
right,
to move.
Right. And I'm, like, well, if I move, it's going to give him acknowledgement. That I am enjoying this. Meanwhile,
right.
the whole bar is just watching and kind of laughing because I can't hide anything on my face. So I'm just like,
how did you not like throw a good hip check?
In
that like big
you
eyes.
You start watching some hockey. You know, a good hip check would have like just knocked him right down.
First of all,
backhand with the knuckles.
If you see Dave like the two finger toss, you push him over and they're boom on the ground.
That is true.
So if you hip check him, he's gonna fly into a chair. You're gonna go.
But you can
be like, oh my god, I'm so sorry.
A little.
Just cough and check him.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. All innocent and then kind of trot away and like hand the karaoke guy the mic and go sit down in your chair where it's designated and you're safe.
Right?
You're that's when you pretend you have Tourette's or like this nervous twitch, like, oh my god, twitch.
Chelsea, you know what I would love if after like you checked them, then you're just like, whose house is this?
Like, whose house?
Chelsea's house.
Thank you, Dave.
So like three quarters of the way through the song, mind you, he's been like doing, he's like a dog with a bone.
But how old is this man?
He was older than me. He had to be 35 at least.
And okay.
Oh my god,
it's
that's
not that
ancient.
Bad.
It's not that bad. It's just older than me.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Just older than
my advice,
I'm 33.
Mark, let him finish.
So, like, I can feel that things are happening on his end of this.
It's so bad.
And it's just disgusting.
Well, which is better, I guess. Is that better or worse than not feeling?
Right. So he goes and sits down.
I'd rather not.
So then the guy who I supposedly sang this song for, comes up.
Lies.
And he's like, can you just do me a favor and sing I'm the Only One by Melissa Etheridge? And my friend won't, like, dance with you. He'll dance with somebody else. Like, I promise. And I was just like, no.
That's right.
And
whose house?
And he's like, oh, man. He goes and sits down. They have a few more beers. He ends up, there was, like, I have a wheel that I spin at this bar for drink specials. And so we're waiting while the wheel spins.
Spin the wheel.
And he's like, are you ever going to sing that song? And I was like, not really, dude.
Right?
And he's like, man, whatever. You know he made you wet the first time.
Disgusting.
Screams his head towards the whole bar.
Unacceptable.
That spot on my thigh.
I didn't even get a chance to. Like, three regulars stand up, walk over.
Yeah.
Motorcycle group, by the way. And they're just like, you don't get to talk to her that way.
Very good.
You don't get to talk to her at all.
Very good.
And I was just
shout out to those.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Biker.
Thank you. But yeah, like, wow.
You saved my life. And my jeans, a really weird stain from a stranger. I don't know.
I just can't stand how nasty people are.
Why would you think that would work at all?
Right.
She knows she wanted
you. Right, and the thing is, he sat there and he's like, I got you. I'm going to go make this better
this
for you.
Tonight.
Yeah, because 40 years ago he was hot and he just can't get over the fact that he's like got old balls and it's not going to change or get better for him.
I'm going to rub my boner up on a girl and it's going to
change. When is it ever work?
Like, no, it doesn't work. It doesn't.
Never.
That's like when you're at, like, when Stacey and I used to go to the, like, we go to the club and we'd be dancing. We're just dancing with the girls. That's what we're doing. Because it's our friends. Yeah. And then you get that creepy guy who just starts like
on you,
slowly
just
jumping
just
towards you.
Up. And you're like, no, we're not going to play right now. You can't play with me. I don't know you. Back up.
Oh my God.
And that's when you have to like dance away from him.
Or you turn to your best friend. You're like, no, this is my girlfriend.
Yep.
Like, done that. Or you have like the really like hot guy that swoops in. It's just like, hey, is everything okay here? No, it's not.
And you're like,
I heard what that mean guy said. Can
buy me a drink now.
Because we all live in a 90s rom-com movie.
That happens, though.
No,
it does. Can I walk you
that
to
happens,
your car?
Though.
No, it does happen. They don't walk me to my car, though. I'm just like, no, I'm independent. I got my own car.
I can walk to my own damn car.
Right?
And
all the
pays.
Door open for me? What do you think I am?
Right? I mean, only if he takes me out to dinner, then it's cool.
Okay, hold on. Let me ask a question.
Talk
like,
to me.
Like, I'm still old school, right? Like, open the car door, walk on
that
the inside of the street.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Pay for dinner.
It does.
No, listen. So, like, but like, I hear like girls get mad.
And if they don't,
don't
go on a second date. I feel like if a guy doesn't open a door for me, you don't even have enough respect.
No,
to actually open the door.
Like, I learned that at 17.
Will not
you're on the sidewalk on the street.
And I will give you that some guys do it.
The street.
They do.
But a lot of guys.
No, you walk on the outside.
Or towards the street side.
Yeah.
When do you open up?
I didn't even know that was.
You don't have to open up the car door every time. That's kind of obnoxious.
You know what's funny thing? You know why that? Like, do you even know why that's a thing? It's so outdated.
What?
Like the horse carriage doesn't barrel into you? I don't know.
So that actually, here's how stupid it is, but it's a gentlemanly thing and it still carries forward.
Is.
It used to be because, like, in the old, like, before internal plumbing, people would throw the buckets
excrement
outside their out their windows, and it would tend to go. It wouldn't like land by the building. It would land closer to the sidewalk, closer to the street.
So people wouldn't look if there was people down throwing their poop out the window.
Exactly, well, and so it was gentlemanly to be the one to take the hit.
How about it be gentlemanly not to throw it on poop on people?
I'm just saying that's where that comes from.
I will say that like. So not every man has done that for me, but the ones that do it for me, I totally appreciate it. But because of the lack of it that I've experienced in my personal life, I don't expect it. So then when it happens, I'm just like, oh, wow. Like, I'm just...
No, but I've heard girls, like, backlash. Like, don't open the door for me. I can do it myself.
Like, opening doors. Like, the walk-in the sidewalk thing.
I feel like you should expect.
Yeah,
well, like if I give you my sport
and
coat,
if his mama
like
didn't raise him
evening.
Good
if
enough to know that, that's
after a cold evening, that's
his
nice.
Issue.
Yeah. That's nice.
Would you say?
I said if his mama didn't raise him good enough that's to real. Know that he should be doing that and should at least be at least a slight gentleman because that like tastes.
The right. Like, yeah. You know the movie real. Singles in like 92
yeah.
or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
like,
yeah.
bless you. Yeah,
I'm just
yeah the bless you
thing.
The guy, like, she got to the point where her, all the guy has to do is say bless you, and he's that's the guy I'm going to marry. You know?
Wow.
That's all she needed.
That's
no, to
it?
Open up the car door, I think there was like two things.
No.
No. There's
only
more
two things.
Because
my two things are much higher than that. But like, interesting.
I don't get the girls that are mad about that. Like, if I want to be nice.
You know what? Those are the girls that are like, really strong. They don't want women to be perceived as weak, and
it's
I get
not,
that.
It's not a,
I understand
no,
that too.
Call
we agree with
feminist.
You. We agree with
you.
I hold
like,
the door open for the old guy at Meijer.
Right.
You know, it's not.
It's a courtesy.
Did you ask
like,
him out to dinner?
It's just.
And then I roofied him.
You can get the. You can get the.
Maybe
the
what
senior
was that one
special.
Thing? What was it? That one thing that went viral about
no
like the grandfather that has the burgers on his plate
no
and like
idea.
He has like five burgers or something like that at a table. And it's because his grandkids didn't show up.
Aww.
And it like went viral.
Yeah,
and it was
I
just
totally
like, I would
that.
Gladly eat a hamburger with
that
you.
That makes me
want
to cry.
Yeah.
I would go eat a hamburger with
that
them.
I had I was working at Somerset Mall and I went
you were
to
working.
Sit down.
Side note, working. So yeah. Real quick. That made me mad today. I realized how many songs are out there about like working, either like Britney Spears, "You Better Work," boom, 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 or like Rihanna's "Work, Work, 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 Work," or Fifth Harmony "Work from Home." Why do all these heifers need to be told to work? Like, what are you not doing that you need to be motivated
she works
to work
for the money?
So hot for you, honey. But it's just like, why are all these people need to be told to work? Continue. I just got angry.
RuPaul, you better work.
So,
right, you better talk about it.
No, I was sitting there having lunch, and I was just reading a book, and this elderly man came up to me, and he's like, can I sit with you? And it was Christmas time. There aren't a ton of tables.
Aww.
At the food court. And I was like, yeah, absolutely.
Is it so the ghost of Christmas future?
So we're sitting down, and we have, like, a decent conversation. He's got grandkids. He was waiting for his grandson to show up with his great-grandkids, and he just got there early because that was when the bus dropped him off.
Because he's old, and that's what they do.
Yeah, like, you just get there early.
So sweet.
So we're sitting there, and we're talking and all this stuff, and, you know, he talks about his wife and how his wife has been gone for a while and all the, and I feel like, wow. It sounds like such a jerk, but I'm like, wow, what a good thing I did today. Like, where I'm like, I talked to this man. He's not by himself. He's waiting for his family. Like, I got to go back to work, but man, I did a good thing. And I go to leave, and this guy's like, wait, that's it? And I was like,
oh,
and I go, what do you mean? And he's like,
I got
well,
a pocket
figured,
full of Jimmies and my homeboys
he
do
goes,
too.
Well, I figured we had like a good talk. You could
right?
at least give me your phone number. We could do this again.
Ew.
This man was 80
see,
for sure.
That's like, the wow. other issue when it comes to chivalry. Like, what was it? Like, some people, like, because you don't see chivalry so often, when you do, like, encounter it, then you perceive it as flirting.
Yeah,
I've heard
when
that.
You're nice.
Yeah.
When you're nice, it's considered
right,
flirting.
Right,
no, I'm just
right.
being nice.
Well,
right.
So I sat there and I was like, listen, Orville.
Yes.
Redenbacher.
And yes.
And I was
see,
like,
this
no,
is where I have a weakness.
Just,
I'm like, ooh, he made popcorn.
Chelsea, you ever know about the funeral director in the Auburn Hills bar? District,
mm-mm.
He got booted from every bar because he would like walk. He would go like at 1 a.m. and go up to all the girls and like would say really crude shit.
Oh no!
So
and he was
as
like
he swears.
70.
That's what I'm saying. It's so
it's
I go to
you
and
ladies want to look at
beat
see my wiener like that kind of
right. like frowned upon.
Well, I kind of laughed because it just seems so ridiculous. Like that he and he's like you didn't even give me your phone number. Like whatever. I
that happens
to my time and then he goes to pinch my butt. And I was like,
unacceptable.
Listen, old man, you can get away with a lot of stuff, but only when you're senile, okay? Only when you're senile. That's the only time that people can get away with it.
I went on an accidental date with an older guy. So I'm very, like, innocent.
Wait, what's older?
My guess would be mid-40s. Okay. But not like a good-looking.
We're not saying he's an old guy. He's just older than us.
He was like that's a 40 that looked 50.
There it is.
Not okay. like a hot 43-year-old like me.
No.
Yeah, right? Not exactly.
Yeah, not like a 40 that looked like 35. Right. We were like, no, you
better
look about
talk
55.
About it, Bob. So. I'll see you, Bob. You better stop. Like,
you had a hard life.
But like this one guy, like it was like, where was I? Like I forget where I was, but like this guy, like it was around like Christmas time. I had on like an ugly Christmas sweater. So he's just looking at, oh, I like your sweater, blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, oh, thanks. He's like, oh, what's your name? I'm like, oh, you know, I'm Stacy. He's like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
Wait.
Every sentence started with,
oh. Othello. What up, Shakespeare? But he was just like, oh, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I work around here. I'm not going to tell you where I work or what building, but hey. And so he was just like, oh, yeah, you know, I do like, you know, different films, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, I was just talking to my one friend who actually does films and whatnot. You met her. Liz.
No, but, that's not her name.
Ah, I'm sorry. Her name is Odette. What up, Odette? So I was just like, yeah, you know, he's just like, yeah, I'm always looking for, like, different talent, bubbly people, blah, blah, blah. And he was just like, oh, so maybe, you know, he's just like, oh, and he sent me, like, the link, so I have my phone. He's just like, oh, these are some of the things I've done. So he's, like, legit. Not
every
like,
sentence
you know,
started with, oh, just so you know. Just,
oh, my gosh.
You did so it. Oh, so I was like, and then he was like, oh,
my gosh, I get, like, so excited. So anyways, so what was it? Oh, okay, so he's just like, well, you seem like fun. Oh, I really do do that.
Yeah, you
my
do.
Goodness.
We're just going to start dinging every O.
Right? That was a class. That was a linguist class that I took where you had to not use fillers.
Be a cunning
you know
linguist.
What?
She likes a lot of O's in her life. Leave her alone.
After marriage.
The cunning linguist
after marriage.
Taught her about O's in
after
her life.
After marriage. So, gosh.
Wow.
No, but there
we
was
need a whole episode about that because, wow, that's a huge issue in my world. Like oh how? Like why?
Hang on. Let's hear about the old man.
Let's finish the
okay.
story.
Okay. Please don't judge me as I use all these different O's and U's while I'm talking about this. Please.
We're girls.
Absolutely
a lot
not.
Of us do it. I
keep
like
my eyes closed so I don't see or feel Dave judge me, even though I can still totally feel it.
I'm perfectly okay with you doing as many O's as you need to in the studio.
Thank you.
Dave, you can't even be mad. It was
I know, because you kind of walked into that one.
Yeah, and I brought it upon myself. So anyways, like, we end up meeting up. He's like, hey, maybe you can go through, like, the script or something like that. Just read through it. So I was like, okay. So, of course, meet in a public place at Panera. And so it was around Christmas time. So, like, it was, like, the day after Christmas or something like that. He calls, like, hey, just seeing what you're doing, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, brah, like, it's Christmas time. Can you, like, calm down, you know? It's just like, oh,
why'd
maybe
you call
he doesn't
him a piece
celebrate.
Of women's underwear?
What?
Why'd you call him a piece of women's underwear?
Brah.
I'm sorry, brother.
Because he was trying to be supportive.
Oh.
It doesn't start with a no. Mom always wins. So anyways, like, I was just like, why is he
ask
keep,
his
like,
wife. I don't think that's true.
Oh. You feel that heat? Oh, because he just got burned. But anyways, so he's just like, when do you want to meet up and all this other stuff? I'm like, can you calm down? Like, we're just trying, you know, it's around Christmas time. I'm like, hey, I have family and blah, 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 blah. So he keeps, like, pushing the issue, keeps calling. So I'm just like, okay, fine, whatever. I was just like, okay, we'll meet on Wednesday, blah, 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 blah after work.
See,
so,
that's the point where you just block the phone number.
Right,
you
but I'm so
make
stupid.
The
I'm
yeah,
thinking, oh, right, but I'm an idiot because I'm just like, oh, he's really passionate about this project. And
no,
he's
just psychopath.
Looking for someone different, blah, 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 blah.
So
then
go.
Finally it clicks. Like, the night before, I'm like, oh, my gosh, maybe he thinks this is a date. I'm like, ew, why would he think I wanted to date him? Because I'm not attracted to him at all. I was just being nice, entertaining conversation with him. So I call him, and I was just like, hey, you know, I just wanted to make my intentions clear. Like, I didn't realize if maybe this was perceived as a date. Like, if that's the way you're perceiving it, like, I'm sorry, I really can't commit to that type of a thing right now, but if you do just want to genuinely get together and discuss the script, I'm totally on board. Either way, just let me know and I'll still be down to talk about the script the other night. So, like, hours later, because I just want to make it clear.
I wrote
so
this script. It's called Goodwill Humping.
Oh, gross. No, unacceptable. We will pray for them. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. So, we end up getting together, and he was just super awkward the whole time. Like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because
I thought you were going to hear this after a text message. Completely honest.
Which would have been great. Shout out to Jess. She's amazing. So
I knew you guys would gel.
Like glue.
So we ended up getting together. Super awkward. He's just like, yeah, no. I mean, I didn't.
I didn't think it was like that, blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah. And I love, like, the sense of community because there were, like, a couple, like, ladies that kind of, like, knew what was going on. So they would just kind of, like, give me the eye and check in. I'm just like, girl, you stay put. You better. I will buy your next chai tea latte. Like, you just hang out. So then we ended up just, like, having a conversation about some of his projects and just, like, you know, oh, and then, of course, like, too much information. Tell me about his life and all his ups and downs and how I'm clean now, but all this other stuff and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, well, I'm just going to keep saying Jesus because that's the only thing that can save us in this moment right here. So, but like it ended up being done, but I'm just like, why did you automatically assume like, oh, I'm nice. Like she wants me. Yeah. That's not how this works.
Yeah. That's
no,
true.
Guys do that. It's rough. We don't have a guest today, so I'm going to tell another story.
I'm a guest.
You're not a guest.
You were aghast, apparently.
I'm a what?
Aghast.
Oh, you're so beautiful, Dave. I keep telling Dave, like, he didn't know when this show started that he would meet someone so in tune with his soul, but here I am. Here I am.
It's a whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes. 100,000 things to see. I'm like a shooting star. I come so far. I can't go back. Wait.
To a whole new world.
Every turn a surprise. With new horizons.
Every moment, red letter.
Yeah, I love the look on Bob's face right now.
This is why I'm single. I just bust out in these songs.
Into Disney songs.
Right? It's so beautiful. But, anyways, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Well, Poppy thinks he's Ethel Merman.
I'm too young
this
for
one
that
time on a podcast.
So, oh, I like it.
A lot of times I go to bars and because of karaoke, not because I'm just there. So that's a lot of my stories come based off of the fact that I was just
time,
at this bar. Yeah, right?
So. Was there a rabbi, a Jew, and a priest? Two peanuts walked into a bar. One was assaulted. I'll be here all night. Continue.
So. Termite walks into a bar. He says, "Is the bartender."
See, but neither Bob nor myself think that we're going on a date together. We're just being nice and having a great conversation.
Skeleton walks in a bar and orders a beer and a mop.
It took me a minute. Watch out, Dave. Bob's trying to steal your soulmate.
So I go to the bar and he asks about the 10-inch pianist.
Unacceptable. Well, there goes. Listen,
pianist.
Dave, we're,
pianist.
Oh, oh gosh. Bob, I just have you at such a low bar.
Oh,
I'm
my
so
God.
Sorry.
All right. So I go to. So I'm working at this bar. At that point, the bar was called Kick Ass. It's no longer that bar anymore.
I totally know that place. I'm 14 Mile Bar.
The bar was named Kick Ass. And man, did people take it literally. Holy crap.
Ooh,
tons of fights.
Yeah.
So there's this guy. He's a regular and he comes in. And you can see, like, every week I see him scoping the bar, picking the chick, and taking her home. Like,
it was called Shabooms right before, like Kenny Powers.
Oh, yeah, there were a million names
like,
for that.
14
bar.
Orion.
Yeah, I do know. Yeah. Okay, so I
there's
just,
a million bars.
Okay.
Same owners,
Kick-Ass
they just kept changing the name.
It. Like, it was, yeah.
And it was Kick-Ass for a while. Now it's not Kick-Ass, but they...
I'm going to Shabooms.
That is
so
awesome.
Kenny Powers.
So this guy is week after week, and he keeps coming up to me, and he talks to me because he wants to hear Metallica. And I'll play it. I'll play whatever people want to hear. So his name was Oakley.
Oh, did he sell sunglasses?
Charles.
He's an entrepreneur.
So he finally decides, I don't know if it just there weren't any super hot chicks in the bar that night, but he comes up to me just wasted.
Gross.
And mind you, he's not a bad looking guy. He's tall and he's muscular. Like, I get why girls are just going home with him. Mm-hmm. But, like, it takes 3.5 seconds to just see how much of a tool he is. Like,
yeah, he can be really hot and completely destroyed the
takes
second you open your mouth.
Exactly.
Douchey, like,
it took you 3.5 seconds
tattoos.
To see his tool? What did you say?
Yes, exactly.
This is why I have a low bar for Bob.
So, like, he's got the super douchey, like, tattoos
Bob.
On his arms that are visible that, like, you know at some point he's going to be like...
Tribal band?
No, not even that. Like, one was a grenade. And, like... Like the other one was like a smiley face with
the
eyes crossed out. Yeah, maybe that's the warning. It's okay, Stacey. That one's over your head for
now.
No,
I get it, but where does the pin come from?
Hey, wiener.
Really? Do you want a flow chart?
After the show.
So Oakley comes up to me. He's wasted. It happened to be Halloween. So he's dressed in his high school wrestling uniform because he's that guy.
Oh, he peaked. Her uniform.
He peaked in high school. Tights. He peaked in high school.
And he comes
Hulk
up to
high,
me.
Four touchdowns.
And he gives
and he asked
me,
you to sing Glory Days?
No, he gives me quite possibly the best drunken hit-on speech I've ever heard. I didn't accept it, but it makes me laugh.
Speech, but no award. Yeah.
He comes up and he's like, so, we need to do this, okay? And I'm like, we need... And he's pointing back and forth between us. And I'm like, oh, really? Because like, I already know that's not happening. He's like, yeah.
Like we need to sing the theme song from Grease? Like, what do you mean by this?
That's real.
He's like, you like the Lions, and I like the Lions, so here's what we should do. We're going to go to the Lions. We're going to watch a game. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have a few beers. And then I'm going to let you touch my penis.
That's disgusting.
Stop.
And then he's like,
that is not what that man said.
Unacceptable.
And he's like, because you're hot. And I'm all this. And we need to do this.
Did you say, are you buying at least?
And like, I sat there and I was like, I'm like, I really like Lions football, but I don't I don't think we can
not
do
that much.
All this stuff.
Exactly.
And he's like, no, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. I mean, like, you know, we'll see how the night goes, and then you touch my penis.
And then you ran away?
Serious.
Very good.
You know my favorite
we'll
part?
We'll see how the night goes, and then you touch my
who
penis.
Who is that from, Anchorman? Maybe we'll go on a date, have some chicken, maybe some sex. Unacceptable. So that's then, when I tell them I'm waiting till marriage.
The next
what girl
week?
Says okay?
Right. What girl?
Apparently all of the other
all
girls
the other
in the
girls.
Bar.
It happened. He goes home with
we'll
girls
pray.
All the time.
We will pray.
So he comes in the next week. Now,
putting the hoe back
time
in hockey town. Good for those girls.
He came in. I have told everyone this story. Like, anybody
because
sitting
awesome.
At the tables. Like, I'm like, you know that guy? You know that guy, Oakley?
I just broke Stacey,
you remember
sorry.
That? You should touch my, that like, guy.
You know that guy, Oakley? He, like,
he's
this
Ryan,
is what he said.
My
oh,
wiener.
My God.
Use that
it
one.
Was so
on.
Funny. Like, because like, you're hot, and I'm all
we're
going
to watch a whole bunch of suck on the field, and then you're going to do that to me.
How would you ladies like to record a podcast, and you can touch my wiener? Like, and I know the place. And, you know, just, podcast
gross.
Studio.
It's
and
so
just
brain
wiener.
And tongues right now.
It's just so fun. But yeah, like so
that,
then the next week
really
he came in.
To you.
No, that really happened. And then he's.
She wouldn't lie.
I told so many people at the bar that he had to stop coming to the bar because he would like go outside and have a cigarette or he'd go to the bathroom and like random people at the bar would lean over to these girls and be like, dude, just so you know, this guy does this with everyone. He'll ask you if he can go to a Lions game and then touch your penis or touch your penis.
A few
you
things. Can like, it makes me
order a Bud Light,
but girls
a shot
actually
Jaeger,
go home
don't let
with
you touch
him.
His penis.
How does that even happen?
Yeah, like what happened in his life
like
that
how
he feels so low that he has to do this all the time? And the other thing
well,
is
because that line worked in high school, and I believe we established early on
with
that he
the wrestling
in high school.
Yeah, but the point is like, you know, these girls are so like, yeah, I'll go home with you and tell you what
oh, yeah. It's crazy.
Awful.
So
why?
Awful. That's why.
It's okay, so now my favorite part
I was
part
just
of this,
laughing at him and be like, oh, honey.
I'm going to blur out his face and I'm going to blur out the school. But I have a picture because ooh. I couldn't believe, because it was so ridiculous. I was like, you have to let me take a picture of this outfit. And he's like, oh, of course. And then I show it to
awesome.
Him because he thought it was awesome.
Of course.
And his like his male nipple is sticking out. And I remember him distinctly looking at the picture and going, yeah, look at that nipple. Like, so you just enjoy that.
Oh, Jesus
right?
Christ.
I've got.
No, you have to.
That
I
shouldn't be shown.
I will put
that
this on Twitter.
Shown.
I will
and
put this on Twitter.
And get a tan for the love of God. You look like Casper.
He
the
went to my
ghost.
High school. I've seen that guy at graduate.
So I'll blur out his face. I'll blur out the school. Don't say the school, Pop.
Where are your plaid shorts, man? What is that?
And we'll put it on. We'll put it on our Twitter.
There are so many things wrong with that picture.
Reasons or why I am singles. Why I'm single.
Plural.
Proper response would have been nice tights. Where's your headgear?
Get the whole, how many jokes can we get in 10 minutes? Tell me what's wrong with this outfit. Besides everything.
Oh, right? Goodness.
Oh my God, the whole Tour de France thing was on yesterday. You know those outfits those guys wear?
Yeah.
And like this one guy, his, I swear to God, his wiener was like halfway down to his knee.
I feel like you're, and he's super like, obsessed, he's on the board. With that part, Bob.
No, you can't help but see it. Like, wiener. He's on TV, right. And it's all you see.
They eat a lot of sausages. Thing,
like middle of his,
oh my God.
Like, Bo, look at this thing. She's like, oh my God. Like, that's all you saw, like trophy and wiener. Like, put some pants on while you ride your bike.
Terrible. All right, so we've hit the point in our show where we're gonna do our first impressions. Where I list off the random messages I get from guys on dating sites.
Still nothing from
Olive Garden.
He's gone. Do you remember the Hall & Oates song? She's gone.
She's gone. Can you send him back a message saying spaghetti pie and you're in? Like, that looks so good.
I don't want to sit here and be like, I get a lot of messages on these things. I probably couldn't even find them. Yeah, I know. Oh, no.
She's such a big deal. You guys, we have a celebrity in here. Her name is Michelle.
Are you a karaoke?
Well, you know, when you're Jugsy, McKaraoke's a lot.
Oh, she has a beautiful personality, which I focus on.
That's right, because every guy looked across the crowded, smoke-filled bar and went, would you look at the personality on that chick?
They felt it. It was beautiful.
So I first guy said his name was Oswald.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So he's killed the president.
And he's been saying,
it could be a penguin.
Or it could be the penguin.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
The penguin. Oh.
Either way, this is not going well. So
he sent me one that said, I like your hair.
I just told you that. And then it is really cute hair.
Thank you.
Not gonna lie.
And then immediately after, he goes,
you want to touch my penis?
You tan?
Like, wait, what? What?
Do you tan?
All over.
Like, do you tan?
Because what business is that of yours?
Also, I am very pale.
Why would you ask that?
Like, and it's,
I'm super pale. You act. I make you look tan.
I know, right?
I make you look tan. Okay. I really do.
Lee Harvey, you animal.
You
I have a question.
The garter belt on
as,
that
as a black woman who doesn't need to tan, I have a question.
Yes.
What is that about?
Like, okay, so your people tan, right? Like,
your people. Hashtag tan lives matter.
I'm getting a tanning package tomorrow, so yes.
Why is that such a big deal?
You know, it becomes a trend.
See, I think you might have had your tone wrong there. I think that might have needed like a Jersey Shore, you tan.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It was like, I like your hair. You tan. And then, like, a half hour later, it said, whatever, you should.
But
and
like,
then
it was, wow. Yeah. All right. Well, how about
but
you
no,
go?
Because this is what happens. If you yourself. Don't respond right away, they, like, get mean. Like, it's.
We know.
They take it as, like, an ego blow. They're like, oh, she doesn't want to.
But here's the thing that I'm here. So, like, okay, so when you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm so pale, like, what's wrong with you being so pale?
No, I have embraced my pasty. I have. I'm pasty and proud, but there was a point in my life where I had two different tanning packages at two different places.
I mean, I don't think there's anything.
So, speaking of that, I love that this was a meme floating around
Facebook today,
and it was phenomenal.
Okay, I just didn't know if you felt
me as a girlfriend, wife, and it was the text messages they were sending. First message was, just wanted to remind you that I love you more than life, and I am so grateful for everything you do for me.
Oh, who said that?
No, it's a meme that was floating around.
Oh, I was like, your wife said that? That is so sweet.
Oh, God, no.
No, God, no.
Sweet for too long.
And then 20 minutes later, so I text you being sweet, and you can't even reply, F you. Don't even effing talk to me when you get home.
That sounds like me.
20 minutes later, but can you bring some ice cream home, though?
That definitely sounds like me.
Chelsea.
Like me.
Remember I told you the story about my friend letting me use her phone?
Yes.
Yeah,
well, one of them was
that.
A guy we knew. And he sent a message.
Who may or may not have used a group photo from our podcast
as his
may or
profile
may not
photo.
Have worn a wrestling outfit at Halloween.
No, but yeah, like, he sent my friend a text, and then like 20 minutes later, he sends the asshole text. And I go,
yeah.
And I took him to the site. I go, dude, you realize she gets like 80 of those a day?
Yeah,
I'm like, dude, come on. Like, you just. Don't stop. Like,
yeah,
I understand
no,
why people get so offended. And that's the other thing. Like, so me being old school and social, it's just like, does that mean they're not comfortable, like, going up to someone in person and meeting someone?
They're not.
Yeah, guys are scared.
They're not. I met my wife
like,
at the Hayloft liquor store.
How I met my boyfriend was I told.
Oh, hey, boyfriend?
Yeah, he's all right. So, but I messaged.
Wait, what day is it?
Well, it's Thursday, so we're back together. We broke up yesterday, but now we're back together.
Oh, good.
Because we break up like every 2 weeks, but it's totally functional / dysfunctional. But anyway, so when I met him at my girlfriend's birthday party, And I sent him a message, or I actually told my buddy Corey, which is her boyfriend, the next day. I said, oh, who is that guy in this and this? He was pretty cute. So then he sent him a message, and then he hit me up on Facebook. But he was too scared to, like, hit on me when he saw me in person.
Interesting. So,
I told you I met my wife at the Hayloft liquor stand. I asked for her phone number. She wrote down her first name, last name, house number, and her beeper number. And I'm like, dude, I think this chick likes me. I don't know why. She gave me her last name and her beeper number.
I wouldn't give anyone my last name.
No, me either.
Well, I couldn't Google her when I met her. There was
Oh,
that's deep.
Right?
You have real love.
All right, let's go to the next guy.
Thank you, Jody Watley, looking for a real love.
A real love, baby.
Did we use Overton yet?
Living single.
All right. Right?
Living single. Ooh, in a 90s kind of world. I'm glad I got my girls.
What about Otis? Otis loves us.
When Otis sees us, he loves us.
I missed it.
Animal House.
You guys haven't been to jail. Oh, okay. My
You've never seen Animal House?
No, this is what I'm talking
about.
This
is why she's single. Hashtag this is what she's talking about.
All right, Overton, he sent me quite a few messages. His first one said, you're beautiful. The next one said, I'm sure a hell of a performer as well.
Hella?
Yeah.
That means what singing? It's
wait, now, did he say
hella? Hella.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's different from hella.
Oh, no, fair.
And then the next one said, I would love to watch you.
Watch you what?
That's all it said.
Watch you whip and name it?
And name it. Yes! Dave is my dude. Y'all don't know.
I figured I was going to watch you poop.
I just felt like
poor
it was
God
like,
put us on
his name was Overton,
you.
Not Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum, I want to watch you poop.
You know, it sounds like I'm going to watch you. It's kind of creepy.
Right? And then the next one said,
I'm scared.
Maybe we should start with coffee first, though, right? And then the next one said, did you receive my message? This is all from in the span of like 15 minutes.
Chelsea,
like,
can we have a show where I respond to all these people?
No.
Please.
No.
Please. I literally think I'm going to open up like a whole little dating account just to mess with people because my response would have been, what do you want to watch me do? And then I would have waited for him to respond, and then I would have responded, like, incredibly, you know, inappropriate.
No, it was the thing where I said,
back.
You know what we need?
Oh, my God. Here's what we need. We need
a fake account for this show.
This show, we need a profile.
Yeah.
We need a Facebook Live stream.
Should we catfish?
And
not catfish.
We absolutely need to, like, do, like, a lot, like, just post something and then wait for the message and like just reply live while we're online and just let that and like it's
watch it happen.
I'm not mad at that.
No, I'm telling you though, you could say you have dysentery right now and the guy's like, that's cool, I'll meet you for coffee still.
Yeah. Oh no, seriously. All right, let's see. That's the next guy. His name is Otis.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Otis loves us.
All right. His says, hi. I'm surprised you're not in the medical field.
Because I want to inject you with my...
No, stop it.
This can't go right in any way.
I have always been into the medical stuff.
How many rubber gloves?
I'm doing realistic photos where it looks like you're a real patient hooked up to all the machines and monitors and being worked on with CPR and everything.
Silence of the Lambs was a real
end
movie.
Of
holy
end
shit.
Of skin.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Message.
God, I want to put this guy on blast so bad.
Please take the demon out of this man.
Yes.
We don't.
How many girls are going to die before this guy goes to prison? I mean, seriously.
And I was being funny with the whole injection joke, but that's not funny.
No, but he was
crazy,
serious.
Right?
Jesus Christ.
He wants to...
I'm surprised you're not in the medical field.
Like, what is that even?
Like, I was waiting for the end of that cheesy pickup
line.
Right,
right? Like, as soon as you said that, I'm like, because you see the balance on my student loan debt?
Because you got some great IV bags. Like, you got some.
It didn't even get creepy. It just got, or no, it didn't even get creepy.
It didn't even get
weird.
It went straight to
scary. Super weird.
I'm trying to figure out the natural end of that line. Like,
it's hard out here.
Because you can take
skin. That's
take
like
a
the
tube,
litter. That's the only way it can happen.
I want you to check me for a hernia.
Only way.
I don't know.
Okay. Let's
go on a gurney journey. I don't know.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you.
All right, all right. So that's Otis. Are you sad that was
Otis?
Right,
yes. Intensive care.
I like Otis.
Not anymore.
All right. No, I feel like you shouldn't.
No, Otis is dead.
He sounds psycho.
I got this one, and I got it. It's literally just it. I flagged him right after. So and it's
is it good for him?
It's literally just his name's Obama. Which no, maybe that's a bad one.
No, don't do that. One. Don't do that to the commander.
Oprah,
chief.
Let's call him Oprah.
We can go with Oprah.
You got a free car afterwards.
You get a car.
The only thing and that this guy's been
you get a tax bill. You get a tax bill.
Everybody gets a tax bill.
Okay, so this guy's message is simple enough. It's the picture, which I know you guys can't see the picture, but I'm going to do my darndest to describe it because it's worth it.
Can we screenshot it and you can throw it on there?
We're trying to save the shade.
Save the shade.
Oh, gotcha.
We just don't want... Well, basically, like, we're not... We're kind of easily accessible. We don't want people showing up and being like, hey!
Yeah, I don't want to see a murder scene at work at all when I come in.
That's
right.
So his name's Oprah.
I'm just glad you added illy accessible to that.
Nice. His name's Oprah. And his says, hello, my name is Oprah. I enjoyed your profile and would like to get to know you better. Okay, fine. Easy, right?
Did he say like
look
two times?
Look at the crazy stalker serious.
No, that name should have been Orenthal.
He has,
got
okay.
Crazy
no,
eyes.
That name should
to
have been Orenthal.
To describe this for everybody, it is a picture of just like not even his eyebrows to not even all of his chin. And he looks like he is staring at a math problem he can't figure out.
Yeah, his
He's
first name
mad.
Should be murder. And his second name should be, well, his middle name should be you.
Yeah.
Murder you. Because he looks like a psychopath
Straight
murder killer.
Up, right?
Yeah, it's so creepy. It's scary.
So
I feel like maybe he thought those were sexy eyes,
yeah,
but they're not.
Exactly.
They're I'm going to kill you
yeah,
eyes.
Like,
that's what those eyes
But again, the difference between 50 Shades of Grey and a Criminal Minds episode apparently is how much you
it's
have in your bank account.
Jesus as your savior.
No.
You're a billionaire.
I don't care if that guy's a billionaire.
Stab you 50 times.
Like, yeah, he's yeah. gonna you're gonna be okay, great.
And then
like
bury you gonna, on one of the 5,000 properties he has because
right.
he's
no one will see you again.
So, clown suit, crawl space,
yeah,
film at 11.
No. Anyway, so those are our first impressions.
Hey, first
that was it, guys. I'm so excited you were here.
That was my prayer list.
And I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacy.
And these are the reasons why I'm single.
Here I am, back where I started floating.
This is a previously recorded episode.